All right. This is Pillow Talk Devotionals with Mac and Paige.
Hi.
And this is like episode number 6.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's very exciting. He has a different shirt on.
I do.
Canada Day.
Why is that, Paige?
Because your one jammy top is in the laundry.
And why is it still in the laundry, Paige? My wife does laundry like every day.
Because
I produce.
Oh my goodness.
It's not I sweat a lot. I don't know what it is.
Because you use 20 towels a day. Okay, that's an exaggeration. Oh, okay, maybe not. He uses a new towel every day.
No, that's not true.
Every 2 days?
Every second day.
Yes. I don't use a new towel.
I use face cloths every day.
And hand towels every day.
Do you know why I use face cloths every day?
I don't want to know. Let's move on.
Well, it's a very practical reason. I think we could say it tactfully. I refused to wipe my face one day with something I wiped my butt with the day before.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Did you have to say that? He said that.
That's a good reason.
Right. So we go through a lot. And he wears a pair of jeans one day. Shirts, that's underwear, yeah. Socks. Okay,
change those every day. Sometimes I fold the jeans and wear them 2 days. But it's unnecessary.
When?
Jeans don't get that dirty. My jeans get dirty because I go, you know what I'm doing? I'm going through the bush doing my prayer walks in the morning, and so my jeans get dirty.
You call that the bush?
You wouldn't understand that because I'm out there in the wild.
So what he calls the bush is in the middle of a city, downtown.
There's stuff up to my knees.
You got a tick the other day.
I did. I got ticked. My wife got ticked. All right.
No, you got a tick on you.
Let's get to the word.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't pray.
Let's do a quick prayer right now.
Okay. Holy Spirit, illuminate the word to us and help us to see what you want us to see and hear what you want us to hear and say what you want us to say.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we're going to go to chapter 3, even though I don't think we did justice to the last part of 2.
Well, we might bounce back to that, but we're still in Galatians.
So meaty. There's so many places we could go.
We're slowly moving through Galatians.
But we only have so much time. We don't want to take too much time because we know the world is busy and there's no one listening to us.
Oh, yeah, but
the
end of Galatians 2 is very good.
It is.
But we'll bounce back to that.
Okay.
Let's move on, though.
All right, so... Chapter 3. You foolish Galatians. That's a pretty harsh way to start.
We heard that word today, too. Something else.
Yeah. Who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain? If it really was in vain? So again I ask, does God give you his Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
Oh, that's good.
What stood out to you in that?
What stood out to me, well, it kind of got me thinking that I think we do that sometimes where we'll get saved or we'll start our journey with the Lord through grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just think it's a one-off. Like, oh, I just need to do this. Yeah. And then we tend to go back to our fleshy ways. And I think that's kind of what he's alluding to. Or even during a week, we go to church on Sunday. And then we go back to our worldly ways the rest of the week. But I think that can happen often where people kind of start out their journey.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because the pull to the world is so strong and we get distracted and the enemy gets in where we have strongholds or we have unforgiveness or like all the ways the enemy can get in and he just starts talking it up.
Yeah. I also think it's partly like immediate gratification or long-term gratification. The law and the flesh provide immediate gratification because it's immediate control and it's mm-hmm. immediate measure. I can measure that I'm doing this, that, and the other thing, and that's making me feel good because it's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas grace takes a whole lot more time to see results. Like,
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, the flesh is like, I can measure that, I can see that, and it's my work, I can control it. Whereas grace mm-hmm. is in God's hands, and it's like grace is this thing that's weaving its way through my soul to expose the things that are actually in the way
mm-hmm.
of me connecting with Spirit and walking in Spirit, hearing from Spirit, saying mm-hmm. what Spirit says, doing what Spirit wants. So, yeah, grace. And grace is like, it's almost like the arm of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like, it's like a tool of the Spirit. And the Spirit is a gentleman.
It's the breath.
It's like, it's like a plumber, you know, with those snakes.
A Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, the snakes that go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the Holy Spirit is like, he'll send this little snake down into the part of our soul and it's tap, tap, tap. Oh, it is blocked. And then we have to, like, open that door, get rid of that block.
So you're saying you're like a sewage pipe.
Yeah. Don't tell people what I'm full of.
Oh.
Yeah. But, no, I just realized that the other day, you know. It was like, I was laying in bed. I was ruminating about something. It was like I was going through conversations. I was actually defending Your Honor because mm-hmm. somebody had been really mean to you and I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through what I would do and I got actually mean and violent and like my heart was pounding. And then the Holy Spirit's like, hey, this is something you might want to surrender to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. why you do that. So then I surrendered that in the night and then there was this release.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the Holy Spirit and that's grace. It took... Like that thing that has been there for years,
mm-hmm.
this replaying conversations in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And like so that I'm prepared, so I'm not taken off guard, so I'm not blindsided, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not hurt, I'm in control. And Spirit's like, no, buddy, like when you're full up with me and full up with my love, you don't have to worry about, I'll give you the words to say and you'll be so loving in that moment. That it won't bother you, it won't get mean, you don't have to prepare for it.
Mm-hmm. Is that day coming soon?
You got to give it time.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Sometimes I have time, like right? my outdoor...
Be gracious, right. Because that takes time.
Right.
Don't try to control me with the law.
You know what I thought too, is it possible that, like when you're talking about immediate gratification, that's our emotion. So the law and the flesh, the world elicits... our emotion, because it's measurable. We know, not that emotion's measurable, often it isn't, but we know what makes us feel good. Okay, and so it's all like pleasure and...
Are you saying that emotions are more involved in the flesh than they are with grace?
Well, I think so. I just was, I don't know, is that a thing? I don't know.
Well, we have emotions involved when we worship the Lord and... church, but
that's true.
Not necessarily with it doesn't
no.
It's not that I don't want to say that grace is always about like picking you apart and the you know lousy parts of you.
No, there's a lot of it's beautiful.
Oh, I've been freed by grace.
Totally.
And the idea that God was so forgiving. Yeah, grace is a powerful motivator and great mm-hmm. feeling.
You've needed a lot of that, a lot of grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of grace. You've had a lot of grace in your life, too.
Yeah.
You know what stood out to me just before we go on to the second? He so quickly equates or connects God giving you a spirit and working miracles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's fascinating because we talk a lot about the spirit in our churches, but we don't quickly talk about miracles or the gifts of the spirit. And that's probably mm-hmm. because... we don't see those things a
mm-hmm,
lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they did. They automatically connected. Oh, well, if you got the Spirit, then you can do signs and wonders. You can do miracles. You can prophesy.
You can heal.
That's a sign, right? It's a power.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. We've gotten away from that a lot.
Yeah.
What are we looking at here?
I don't know what our
time. Oh, it's almost 10 minutes. Should we stop there? I think we should stop there.
Yeah, that's good.
That's covered a good bite size.
That's a good bite size.
So hopefully that's been useful. What's our takeaway?
Well, I think we spent more time clowning around, but that's okay.
Our takeaway is that...
it's good to have fun.
Yeah, it's gracious.
It's good to have...
God is gracious with our mm-hmm. clowning around. No, the takeaway for me would be a lot of what you said in terms of...
it's a daily process, daily thing that we do.
Yeah, we got to let the Spirit have His way. Grace takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Perseverance, character takes time and mm-hmm. trials, and grace will get us through those. And you can't go back to law and try to get control of things. Leave the Holy Spirit in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knows what He's doing. He knows where to look. He knows what to bring up
mm-hmm.
that needs to change and how we need to grow.
And He knows the timing. He knows when we're ready for it.
Exactly.
And not 1 second before, even though we often think we are.
Ask me what's the key to telling a good joke.
You want me to ask?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the key?
Timing.
Oh, you're such a funny guy.
Relevant timing.
Yeah.
It's the timing of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I think we should clock out.
I think it's time to go.
Just a second. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Time flies. All right. We love the Lord. We love each other. And we love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.